我想开头的时候，请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
As we begin our time, brothers and sisters, I'd like you to turn to the Word of God with me.
我们请看约翰福音第十四章。
Let us turn to the Gospel according to John chapter 14.
我们读十六节和十七节。
We'll read verses 16 and 17.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be. Chapter 15,
26, 27两节
verses 26 and 27.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了，就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证。因为你们从起头就与我同在。
But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me, and ye shall also bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning.
第十六章
Chapter 16
第十二节到十四节
Verses 12 to 14
我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
I have yet things to say unto you.But ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you.
我们回头看第八章。
We'll turn back to John chapter 8.
第八章。
Gospel according to John chapter 8,
第三十二节
verse 32.
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
And he shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
那么我们再看第十六章，十四章，对不起，十四章。
Gospel according to John chapter 14,
约翰福音十四章第六节
verse 6.
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人能到父那里去
Jesus said unto him I am the way the truth and the life no man cometh unto the father but by me
然后十七章
chapter 17
十七章第十七节
verse 17
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
我们再看约翰一书。
Also, First John.
约翰一书第五章。
First John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章第七节。
First John chapter 5, verse 7.
并且有圣灵做见证。因为圣灵就是真理。
First John chapter 5 verse 7.
No. First John 5:7.
First John chapter 5 verse 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word and the Holy Spirit.
No, no. First John.
First John chapter 5 Chapter 5, verse 7.
约翰一书第五章
1 John chapter 5 verse 6 in the English translation, and it is the Spirit that beareth witness because the Spirit is truth.
Yes. 我们最后看呢这个罗马书第三章。
Also, let us turn lastly to Romans chapter 3.
罗马三书三章第四节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 6.
我们就读前面的一句话就可以。
I'll just read the first half.
他说断乎不能，不如说神是真实的，人都是虚谎的。
Romans chapter 3 verse 4. God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar.
好，我们圣经暂时读这些。
That will be all the passages we'll read for now.
我想我们基督徒啊，常常一提到保惠师的时候啊，
I think many a times when we Christians mention about the Comforter,
我们总只是想到圣灵。
We would naturally think only of the Holy Spirit.
好像不多的弟兄姊妹知道主耶稣也是保惠师。
It seems as if not many brethren know that the Lord Jesus himself is also a Comforter.
因为约翰福音十四章主说，我要求父，父就赐你们另外一位保惠师。
For the gospel according to John chapter 14 tells us, I pray to God the Father and he will send you another comforter.
所以可见在这位保惠师之外还有一位保惠师。
Therefore, we're able to see the Lord Jesus himself being a comforter. There is yet another comforter.
所以约翰一书里面就告诉我们主耶稣也是保惠师。
And 1 John chapter 2, it also tells us our Lord Jesus himself is the comforter.
他们两位保惠师
And these two comforters,
他们的工作的性质、目标都是一致的。
The nature of their work, the goal of their work is the same.
只是方式上不一样。
It is only in form, in the process, it may differ.
因为主耶稣道成肉身来到地上。
Because the Lord Jesus himself is the word become flesh into this world.
他背负着父神给他的托付。
And he bore on his shoulders the, what God the Father entrusted to him.
因为在他个人、一个人的身上他要成全父的旨意。
That is upon the Lord himself, he is to complete the will of God the Father.
也就是完成基督的意义。
That is also to fulfill the very meaning of the Christ.
所以他只能在外面照顾这些门徒。
Therefore, only externally he can care for the disciples.
那么他把父的生命带到地上。
Now when he brought the Father's life into this world,
也就把神的生命带到地上。
And he brought God's life into this world.
那么在地上借着他的肉身，把这个整个生命的性质通通彰显出来。
It is through his physical life he's able to fully manifest the life of God.
他意思也是要叫这些跟随他的门徒们知道一件事情。
It is in order for the disciples who follow him to know.
将来你们所要得着的生命是怎样的生命。
It is this life which you shall be receiving.
那个生命就是主耶稣在四福音书里面所表现出来的生命。
And that very life is the life which the Lord himself manifested, expressed throughout the four gospels.
所以主只能在外面带领着门徒们。
Yet the Lord only can lead the disciples outwardly.
当然我们的主在地上付上重大的代价。
Now, of course, our Lord himself bore that great and heavy price on earth.
33年半的日子实在是背负了多少的艰难和痛苦。
And through the 33 and a half years of his walk in this world, he bore much hardship.
最后他被钉死在十字架上。
And at last he was crucified on the cross.
我们知道神的儿子为了成全父的旨意把一切的代价都摆上了。
We know that the Lord, in order to complete the will of God the Father, he was willing at all costs.
感谢我们的主。
And we thank our Lord.
他在十字架上所成了的时候
when he said it is finished on the cross,
父所托付给他的他就完成了
all that the Father committed unto him was finished,
因为他这个完成
and because of what he completed,
因为他成就了父的托付
and because he completed what God the Father entrusted to him,
所以父才能差遣另外一位保惠师降临
therefore God the Father is able to send another comforter,
所以有弟兄这样说
So there are some brothers who say this.
主耶稣在十字架上所付上代价最大的冠冕就是圣灵从天降临。
The greatest crown of the finished work of the Lord on the cross is in order for the Holy Spirit to descend.
这是主工作之后最后的一个大的荣耀。
And that is the greatest glory of the finished work of the Lord.
父能够把应许的圣灵在旧约时代中应许的圣灵整个浇灌下来。
And because of the finished work of the Lord, the Spirit of promised, even from the old covenant,God the Father is able to send.
我们知道因为这一位保惠师的降临
And we know it is because of this another comforter who descends.
开启了一个全新的一个时代
Has opened up a new covenant unto us.
现在神的工作可以坐在人的里面
And now the work of God is able to be done within us.
虽然在新约圣经里面我们也看见神借着环境做一些事
Even in the New Testament we're able to see that God works throughout the environment, the circumstances.
但是更重要的神可以在人的里面来做工
But now even more importantly, God is able to do his work within us.
并且圣灵可以住在人的里面
And in fact, the Holy Spirit is able to indwell within us.
若是没有主的牺牲
And without the sacrifice of our Lord,
没有主所付的代价
without the price which he paid,
不可能成就这一个伟大的工作
that would not be possible for this greatest work to be done.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
so my brother, brothers and sisters,
今天我们来到了新约的时代
today when we're in the new covenant,
这个是圣灵在我们人里面做工的时代
this is the covenant which the Holy Spirit does his work within us.
基督徒必须注意你里面的光景
therefore as Christians we ought to pay attention, close attention to the condition within.
我们一直感觉非常的可惜
and we feel very sad.
很多神的儿女们虽然蒙恩得救，圣灵已经住在里面。
There are so many of the children of God who have been saved by grace, and the Holy Spirit dwells within us.
但是我们的注意力仍就是放在外面的事物上面。
Yet our focus is still only on the outward things.
我们追求的也是外面的东西。
And our pursuit is also only on external matters.
甚至我们所有的知识也都是属于外面。
And even all the knowledge we accumulate is also external.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这个不能使神达到他的目的。
These matters cannot allow for God to accomplish His will.
旧约时代以色列的百姓已经活在这样的光景中
That is because people of the old covenant Israel has already lived in that condition
他们无法满足神的心意
They are not able to satisfy the heart of God
所以今天我们必须明白一件事情
So today we must understand
神的灵已经住在我们的里面
The spirit of God dwells within us
把父子的同在交通都带到我们的里面
And has brought the fellowship of God the Father and the Son all within us
这实在是大事情
And this indeed is a great thing
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
有一次尼托森弟兄在欧洲、啊、对弟兄姊妹讲
There is this one time Brother Watchman Nee shared this with the brethren in Europe
他说让我严肃地告诉你们
He said let me solemnly tell you
你知道吗神已经在你的里面
Do you realize that God is already dwelling in you
亲爱弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们不需要在外面去找神的
We don't need to search out God from
without 因为神已经在我们的里面
For God dwells within us
所以你看 A.B. Simpson 的那个诗歌写得多好
So you can see all the hymns of A.B. Simpson
他讲到祷告
When he speaks of prayer
他说是我们里面的基督祷告天上的基督
He writes it is a Christ within us to praying to Christ in heaven
我们今天很多时候祷告好像神呢、啊、还住在那个远远的高天之上
Today in our prayers it seems like we're praying to God far far away
哇我们苦苦的哀求求他下来
And we plead so hard for him to come
是圣灵要告诉你我已经在你里面
But the Holy Spirit tells us I already abide in you
主已经在我们的里面
The Lord abides in us
这是何等的荣耀
And how glorious this is
这是何等的恩典
And what grace this is
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
在新约时代中间
In the new covenant
圣徒们的经历
Now the experiences of the saints
应该都是里面的故事
All ought to be the story from within
外面只是一些现象
Externally is only the phenomena
只是一些的表现而已
It is only an expression
当然这个表现好就是见证
Of course when it's expressed well it is the testimony
啊，我们要寻求真的见证
And we have to have that true testimony
就是要跟随里面圣灵的带领
That is only when we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit from within
感谢我们的神
And we thank our God
今天这位保惠师成了内住的圣灵
Today that's another comforter is the indwelling Holy Spirit
这是多么重要的一件事情
And this is a very important matter
所以首先他让我们看见
So the first thing we must see
他开启一个新的时代
He has opened up this new age for us
是里面经历的时代
It is an experience that we can experience from within
我再说
And I say again
今天地上的教会
Today the church on earth
许多圣徒
There are many saints
我们对主有亏欠
And we come short of the Lord
我们亏负主的救恩
And we have come short of his salvation
因为我们的眼目一直还注意外面的东西
Because all our focus is only placed on the external matters
我们忽略里面的光景
And we neglect the condition within
很多基督徒外面的生活很热闹
And many of the Christians living is very exciting
外面的追求很多的
And we pursue much without
但是从来好像都没有里面的经历
But it seems that we lack the experience from within
里面好像是空空洞洞的
It seems it's void within
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters
我们要求主用他的话来光照我们
We must ask the Lord to use his own word to enlighten us
提醒我们知道
To remind us so we may know
今天主的灵已经住在我们的里面
That today the spirit of God already indwells within us
感谢我们的主
And we thank our Lord
现在
Now
他可以住在我们的里面
Now that he is able to dwell within us
在我们里面做荣耀的工
And he is to do this glorious work from within
他把基督所完成的一切所有的工作
All the finished work of Christ
一点一滴地做在我们里面
Little by little the Holy Spirit does that work within us
所以约翰书信里面一句大话
And so there is these great words from the epistles of John
就说他如何我们也如何
How he is, we shall be also.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters,
我们有一天要改变
One day we shall be transformed.
要完全的像主
And we shall be completely made like our Lord. How are we like him?
在我们里面所做的
That is work of the Holy Spirit within us.
所以我们昨天也讲过
And we shared this yesterday.
只有圣灵来了你才有那个真正的实际
And only when the Holy Spirit comes, we have that true reality.
这是非常重要一件事情
And this is very important.
所以呢圣灵来开启一个新的时代
Therefore the Holy Spirit has come to open up this new covenant
这个新的时代第一个特性就是里面的工作里面的
The first unique point of this new covenant it is a work of the Spirit from within
那么主介绍这一位另一位保惠师的时候
Now when the Lord himself introduces this another comforter
他说这要来的这位保惠师乃是真理的圣灵。
Another comforter who shall come, he is the spirit of truth.
这是什么意思呢
Now what does this mean?
他要带来新时代的另一个特性。
He will bring in the uniqueness of this new covenant.
又他把真实的东西带进来。
He is to bring in that which is true.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters,
我们都知道今天
We know today,
没有圣灵就没有实际的。
That without the Holy Spirit, there is no reality.
今天我们知道圣灵来了
We know today when the Holy Spirit comes
把基督的真实带进来了
He has bring in the truth of Christ within us
这个地上才有所谓的真理
Therefore there's this what we call the truth on earth
所以主的这句话
So
these words of the Lord 也等于宣明说呢一个真理的时代要来到了
These words of the Lord in other words declare now it is the age of truth
那么这个什么意思呢
Now, what does this mean?
这个意思啊原来是很可怕的
Now, originally, these words may be very fearful for us
就在基督到地上来之前呢
That means before Christ was on earth
地上是没有真理的
There is no truth on earth
所以在旧约时代中啊
So in the old covenant
很少提到几处的真理
There are seldom areas where it's mentioned about the truth
那都指的实在就是真实说的
Now referring to the reality that which is the truth
神的儿女们也渴望追求真实的生活
And the children of God desire to pursue after this true living
但是那个时候神只能在天上
But at that time God can only dwell in
神
是
真理
He is the truth
但是他不能到地上来
And he cannot come on earth
所以地上是没有真理
So there is no truth on earth
所以原来几千年的人类的生活是活在一个没有真理的时代
Therefore throughout the thousands of man's historyyears of man's history there's no truth
只等主来了
only when the Lord came
真理才来了
then the truth came
因为主说我就是真理
because the Lord himself said I am the truth
所以在主之外是没有真理的
so outside of the Lord there's nothing that is true
所以在地上没有所谓真实的东西
so in the world there's no truth and nothing that is true
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
my dear brothers and sisters
这是多么重要的一件事情
and this is a very important issue
原来人类活在地上原来都是活在一种虚假的光景
That is even when man lived throughout history on earth it is living in things that are false
所以呢我这个年龄越长啊
And so as I grow older
我觉得越觉得这个世界是虚谎的。
And I can really see the vanity in this world.
充满谎言。
It is full of lies.
每一样都是虚假的东西。
And all is false.
弟兄姊妹，因为什么？魔鬼就是虚假的。
Why is that, brothers and sisters? Because the devil himself is the liar.
在启示录里面呢
？In Revelation.
特别形容魔鬼是迷惑天下的。
Especially describes the devil as the one who deceives all the world.
你知道这个 deceive 这个字啊，它就是一个虚假的，一个假的骗局。
Now you know this word deceive has the root of that which is false. It is a lie, trickery.
所以在主耶稣来到这个世界之前，人走都是活在整个虚假的光景中。
Therefore, before the Lord Himself came, man lived in all that is in falsehood.
不论是中国历史、西方的历史，你就读读过去的历史。都是虚假的东西。
Throughout man's history, whether it's Western history or history in China, all that is false.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters,
只有主来了
，Only when the Lord came,
才把真正的真理带到地上。
Then at that time, truly the truth was brought into this world.
所以我们基督徒啊
，So for Christians,
我们要防备这个虚假的东西。
We have to be aware, alert of that which is false.
最近我听一个弟兄讲的蛮好的。
Now recently I heard a brother share very well.
他说我们中国字有两个字，一个是虚，一个是假。
And in the Chinese characters to say that which is false, one it says that it is empty, it is deceptive, and one said it is false, counterfeit.
假的东西呢，我们还比较有点警觉心。
Now for that which is false, counterfeit, then at least we're more alert of it.
但是虚的东西啊
But that which is empty or void.
他就讲的有很多人呢、啊、讲虚的东西反而得罪人的称赞。
He shares that when others share these things that are empty, yet they receive praise.
所以你不要看人在那讲的这个样子可能呢都不真实。
So let us be aware, even though the sharing, the preaching may be very exciting, but it may not be true.
今天呢，可能在基督徒中间呢，真正假的还不多，但虚的东西很多。
Now perhaps amongst Christians today, there may not be too many things that are false, that are counterfeit, but yet there may be many things that are empty.
我们知道这是仇敌的厉害的一个工作。
Now we know this is a very great scheme of the enemy.
所以我们的主到地上来，他把真理带到地上来。
So when our Lord Himself came, He brought truth into this world.
那么，感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
啊，等我蒙恩得救之后
，After we are saved by grace,
我们从基督得着到他的生命。
And from Christ we receive His life.
我们等于是神也把这个真理托付给我们。
In other words, then at that time, God also entrusted this truth to us.
主在地上的时候
，When our Lord was on earth,
他就是他为着真理做见证。
He said He testified of the truth.
刚才我们弟兄提到那个比拉多
，Our brother mentioned about a Pilate.
主耶稣就在他面，比拉多问他说：“你是犹太人的王吗
？”And Pilate asked the Lord Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?"
他说：“你说我是犹太人王，我是。
”And he answered, "You say that I'm the King of the Jews."
他说：“我特地到地上来是为真理做见证。
”He said, "I come into this world to testify of the truth."
所以比拉多问他一句说：“什么是真理
？”So Pilate asked him, "What is truth?"
主没有回答他。
The Lord did not answer him.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为对政治人物啊，不能讲真理。
Because to the politicians, you cannot speak the truth.
没有一个政治人物懂得什么是真理。
Because no politician know what is the truth.
人要越虚谎啊，哎，就越能够得到更多的选票，对不对
？Only when you tell lies, more lies, then you have more votes.
啊，所以主知道根本不要回答他。
So the Lord knows no need to answer him.
我们在历史上曾经有一个人呢。他说：“主耶稣为什么不回答呢
？”In history, there was someone who commented, "Why did the Lord did not answer him?"
啊，他是个哲学家。
This person who made this comment was a philosopher.
他说：“好，主不回答，我来回答。
”Okay, if the Lord does not answer, I will answer that question.
他就写了这么厚一本书。
So he wrote a very thick book.
如果你把这本书整个读完了，还是不知道什么是真的。
Even if you read through the very thick volume he wrote, you still don't know what his answer is to the truth.
因为真理就是主的自己。
Because truth is the Lord Himself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters，
这是多么重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
那么，在圣经的里面
，Now in the Bible，
启示我们不仅主是真理
，Not only is the Lord Himself truth，
主的话也是真理。
His words are truth.
约翰福音十七章讲到，他的话是真理。
John chapter 17 tells us his word are truth.
约翰一书第五章告诉我们，圣灵也是真理。
First John chapter 5 tells us the Holy Spirit is truth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
今天
today,
神把真理托付给我们。
God has entrusted us with the truth.
啊，我们每一个基督徒呢，都应该是真理的见证人。
Now each one of us as Christians ought to be witnesses of the truth.
约翰在晚年写信给该犹的时候，约翰三书。
Now in 3 John, in the latter days of John the apostle, he wrote to Gaius.
啊，你看这个充满爱的一个圣徒。
And you can see this disciple of love.
他对该犹怎么说呢？
And what did he say to Gaius?
他说弟兄啊。
He said, brother.
我看你按真理而行。
When I see you walk in the truth,
他说我里面的快乐没有比这更大的。
I have no greater joy than this.
他两次讲到按真理而行。
Two times John the Apostle said, walk in the truth.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们今天很多时候称赞别人。
Today, many times when we praise others,
我们可能会说弟兄他按爱心而行。
Perhaps we say to another brother, they walk in love.
他按着热心而行。
Or they walk very zealously.
他按着善心而行。
Or they walk in good deeds.
是吧？你看今天在教会里面呢，谁要有爱心，谁要有善心，谁要有热心，就得人的称赞。
And you can see that is the phenomenon in the church today. When others are very fervent, they have good deeds and they have much love, they are praised.
这个专讲爱的圣徒啊，
but even the disciple, the apostle of love,
他说你是按真理而行。
He says, you walk in the truth.
他说我的快乐就大得不得了。
And he has such great joy because of this.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so, dear brothers and sisters,
约翰一点都不糊涂。
Now, John is not confused at all.
非常的清楚。
He is very clear-minded.
神的儿女们今天在地上是为真理做见证。
For the children of God, we ought to bear witness of the truth.
所以呢，因为他为真理做见证，
and because he bore witness of the truth,
所以真理反过来也为他做见证。
Therefore, the Spirit, the truth also testify of him.
所以在头一个世纪，
so in the first century,
我们看见很多神的儿女们，他们明白什么是真理。
We see there are so many of children of God in the first century who know what the truth is.
我们知道该犹的恩赐是什么？
Do we know what the gift of Gaius is?
他也不会讲道。
He does not know how to preach.
他也不会传福音。
He does not know how to preach the gospel.
他唯一最大的恩赐是接待。
And the greatest gift he has is hospitality.
我们想这个接待呢，这个怎么能够怎么和按真理而行又怎么能连上？
So when we consider this hospitality, what does that connect with walking in the truth?
弟兄姊妹，我们现在才发现这个接待的问题大了。
Now we really discover what a great issue this is to extend hospitality.
你知道什么是真理吗？
Do we know what is truth?
真理就实实在在的东西。
Now truth is something very substantial, very practical.
真理是不讲感情的。
Now because truth does not have any emotion.
是吧？今天我们比方讲一加一等于二。
Today, perhaps we say 1 + 1 = 2.
这个没有什么感情好讲的。
No, that's the truth. There's no emotion attached to it.
对吧？
Right?
你不能一加一等于0.9，那不行。
No, can we say 1 + 1 = perhaps 0.9? No, we cannot say that.
真理就是真理。
The truth is the truth.
所以呢，你看他在接待的事情上面呢。
So in this matter of hospitality.
这说明什么？说明该犹有分辨力的。
It tells us Gaius, he knows, he has discernment.
哎呀，我常常有时候在教会发现弟兄姊妹们真的有爱心啊。
Many times I see there are so many children of God in the church, they have too much love.
我们的聚会里面就发生过这样的事情。
And this is what happened where we fellowship.
哇，弟兄姊妹，一看见人来了，不管他是什么人呢，就接待，爱心接待。
When we see someone come and we're just filled with love and we just receive them very warmly.
结果呢，带进非常大的难处。
And because of that, we brought in much trouble.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以连接待，
Therefore, even hospitality,
你都需要按真理而行。
Even in that, you walk in truth.
你看这个该犹在这么小的一件事情上面呢，表现出真理。
We are able to see Gaius, even in this very small matter, he manifests the truth.
叫使徒约翰刮目相看呢。
And so that John the Apostle would look at him in a new light.
特别写了约翰三书称赞他。
And especially wrote the epistle of 3 John to praise him for.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们基督徒的生活和侍奉,
today for our service and our living,
是根据真理而行的。
We ought to walk in truth.
啊，这个真的是弟兄姊妹需要领会。
Now brothers and sisters, we have to come to understand this.
我也知道许多时候我们如果真正按真理而行,
I know many times when we truly walk in truth,
哇，你下面发觉这个代价很大。
We'll discover that is a great price to pay.
你可能失去很多朋友。
Perhaps we'll lose much friends.
但是呢,
But,
神把真理托付给我们。
God has entrusted us with the truth.
我们必须为真理做见证。
We must bear witness of the truth.
保罗在提摩太前书三章十六节讲到。
And Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 he says,
这家就是永生神的教会。真理的柱石和根基。
That this house is the house of the, this church is the house of the living God, the foundation and pillar of truth.
教会也是真理的见证。
Now the church is also the testimony witness of truth.
这个柱石代表着见证。
Now this pillar represents a testimony.
啊，那是一个坚固的见证。
It is a very firm testimony.
那么也是根基。
And there's also the foundation.
是叫真理有落脚的地方的。
So that the truth may have a foundation.
你看一看今天地上的众教会。
And we see all the churches in this world.
我们很多的时候真的为真理做见证吗？
Is it true that many times we are witnesses of the truth?
我们有很多的妥协。
We compromise much.
我们把世界的东西带进来了。
We bring in the things of this world.
哎呀，我们用人的情感在这里行事。
And we work according to the emotions of this world.
那个都不是真理的见证。
Those things are not witnesses.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
今天神把真理托付给我们个人也托付给整个教会
Today when God has entrusted us individually and to the church the truth
我们在今天这个充满谎言的世界里面
In this world where it's full of lies
要为主做真实的见证
We have to be witnesses of the truth for the
Lord 要让人能感觉真理在这里
So others would see and know here is the truth.
在这里
And what is true is here with us.
这是多么重要的一件事情
And this is a very important matter.
啊，你在主之外，你在教会之外，应该是找不到真的东西。
It should be the fact that outside of the church, you cannot find that which is true.
难怪有一天神要把这个旧造的天地把它整个卷起来，把它丢到火湖里烧掉了。
And that's why one day this old creation will roll up like a scroll and be burnt.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters,
因为什么都是虚谎的东西
Why? Because all of that is false.
啊，这个世界用各式各样不同的谎言欺骗人
This world will use all lies, all deception to deceive this world.
消耗了多少人的生命和精力
And because of those lies, all many lives are lost in vain.
我们能够明白今天很多人用了一生的力气去做这个东西到最后归于空。
Many would extend all their energy and effort to do something and at the end they find out it is empty.
弄了一些的虚名啊就使人啊这个把命都投进去了。
They have much worldwide fame but they are all empty yet they give their life for it
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
我们需要主的恩典
We need the grace of the Lord
需要主的怜悯
And we need his mercy
今天神把真理托付给我们这些人
Today when God entrusted the truth with us
我们为真理做见证
Let us bear witness of the truth
我们怎么样为真理做见证
Now how do we bear witness of the truth
我想弟兄姊妹我们很清楚
I think brothers and sisters were very clear.
神把他的儿子赐给我们。
God has given us his son.
神把他的话赐给我们。
And God has given us his word.
神把圣灵赐给我们。
God has given us his spirit.
那么每一个信主的人。
And all of us who believe in the Lord.
你里面都有这三样。
Within us, we have all three.
我就是常常讲，这是神给我们三样最宝贵的事物。
And I often say this is the most precious treasure gift which God has given unto us.
啊，我们依靠这三样的宝贝呀。
When we trust in these three treasures,
我们可以过属灵的生活。
We're able to live this spiritual living.
我们也可以知道怎么样侍奉主。
And we know how we ought to serve the Lord.
我们也可以知道怎样走主的道路。
And we know how we ought to go on the way of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这三样是都在我们里面。
Because all three abides in us.
这三样的宝贝呀。
These three treasures.
我们知道今天基督进来做我们的生命。
Now we know Christ has entered to be our life.
圣经是神的话语。
And the scriptures is the word of God.
圣灵是引我们进入属灵实际的。
And the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
And this is very important.
主在肉身中间已经把真理表明出来了。
Now the Lord in bodily form has already manifested the truth.
所以他说道成肉身啊。
Therefore he said the word become flesh.
那么他已经把这个道真理放在表明出来了。
And he has already manifested the truth bodily.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
不仅这样。
Not only that.
神也把圣经赐给我们。
God also gives us his word.
那么这本圣经对我们来讲实在是太重要。
Now his words are too precious to us.
其实呢这本圣经呢。
In fact, the word of God.
也可以说就是。真理的说明书啊。
We can say this is a manual for the truth.
今天我们晓得。
We know that today.
你做买任何东西啊都有个说明书。
Whatever product we may purchase comes with a manual.
对不对呢
?Right?
我这个人呢有个很不好的习惯。
And I have a very bad habit.
我最怕看说明书。
I really dread reading through a manual.
所以我们买了一个东西回来，我再自己去摸。
And so when we buy something, I don't look at the manual. I try to figure it out on my own.
你看这么厚一本说明书，太麻烦了。
You see, it's very rather thick manual.
所以呢，到最后呢，它到底有多少功能呢？我也不是完全了解。
So I try to figure it out, and I can't really maximize all the functions of this product.
像我们前两年，去年嘛。我儿子买了个车给我，很好的车。
Now, last year, my sons, they brought me a car, and it's a very nice car.
哇，这个现代的车里面机关多得很呢。
Now, see, these new models, these new vehicles, they are a lot of gadgets. This technology have a lot of functions.
我有这么厚一本说明书，哎，我懒得去看它。
It's a very thick manual. I just don't want to go through the trouble reading through it.
我常想，我只要会开就行。
As long as it moves, that's fine.
尤其我们现在年纪大了，很怕这个麻烦东西。
When we get older, we're afraid of troublesome things.
常常有时候都是我那个孙子告诉我，公公啊，你这个车里面还有这个功用呢。
Many times it's the grandchildren that tell me, "Oh, grandfather, you know, actually this car can do this."
他比我还懂呢。
They know more than me.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and
sisters, 你今天买任何东西都需要说明书。
So today, whatever we buy, there's a manual.
你买一瓶药，那个上面都有很多说明书。
Even when you have some medication, there are some directions there.
你就是买一包 chips， 上面也很多说明书。
Even a bag of chips, there are some directions for consumption.
有一次我在 Costco， 我去买东西，我抓了一包 chips。
So one time I was shopping at Costco, I grabbed a bag of chips.
我也没看，我就抓了一包。
I didn't even look at it. I just took a bag.
正好一个姊妹从那经过。
And so a sister came by.
她一把就从我手中抢，她瞬间让我看一下。
She grabbed a bag of chips from me. Oh, brother, son, let me take a look at this first.
她说你不能吃这个。
She said, "Oh, you cannot consume this."
盐分太高。
Too much salt.
我一看那个盐分，哇，真的很高。
I looked at it. Oh, yeah, a lot of salt.
所以现代人呢，很注重这个东西的。
So the people of the modern age, they value on these directions, these instructions.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
圣经就是基督的说明书。
We can say the Bible is the manual of Christ.
我们今天很多基督徒跟随主啊。
Now many Christians who follow the Lord today.
就像我这个坏习惯一样。
Just like my bad habit.
根本就不要去看这个说明
书。We don't even want to spend time in the manual.
凭着自己的意思，照着自己的喜好，怎么追求主啊？
Let me figure out on my own. According to what I like, I'll pursue after the Lord.
到那个时候追求不通了。
Oh wait, it doesn't work.
又跑来问问题了。
And then now there are questions that come.
我们跟他解释。
So we explain it.
其实圣经都有。
But in fact, it is all in the Bible.
你如果读圣经。
If you read the Bible,
你就能明白了。
You understand.
弟兄姊妹，你越多的明白圣经
，the more we understand of the Bible.
哇，你就越知道基督的伟大。
Then we see the greatness of Christ.
你就知道基督里面的丰富是无穷无尽的。
We're able to see the infinite riches that are hidden in Christ.
今天我们对基督的认识这么肤浅
，and our understanding of Christ is so shallow today.
经历这么肤浅
，and our experience is so shallow.
你根本不读圣经
，because we do not spend time in His Word.
这本说明书在你手中，你根本都没。 没有看。
This manual is in our hands, yet we did not spend time reading it.
我年轻的时候啊
，When I was young,
有个弟兄一天跑来跟我讲
，There's a brother who came and told me.
他说：“孙兄，你看我的圣经到现在还这么新呢。
”He said, "Brother, son, look at my Bible. It's still like brand new."
十年了还这么新。
It's 10 years. Look, it's still. I kept it so new.
他很得意呢。
He said it very.
哎呀，我真的很叹息。
He said in a proud way, but I sigh.
我巴不得你这十年呢读破几本圣经才好。
Oh, would it be in 10 years you have gone through the Bible and it's torn because you have gone through it so much?
你把那个圣经维持的那么新干什么？
Why are you keeping your Bible so new?
圣经是要读的。
You have to spend time in reading the Bible.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这本说明书
，this manual，
跟地上任何的书都不一样。
It is different from any book that is in this world.
它的文字是有限。
The words are very limited.
但是因为是讲到基督
，but because it speaks of Christ，
所以它属灵的含义是无限量。
Therefore, the spiritual meaning is infinite.
那么你要怎么样能够明白它呢
？So how do we come to understand this
book? 我常常和弟兄姊妹讲啊
，and many times I tell brothers and sisters，
读经的目的。
The purpose of reading the Bible.
一方面从里面得生命的供应。
On the one hand, we are provided in life.
还有很重要的是要明白它。
And the second important thing is we have to understand the Bible.
好，我们年轻的时候啊。
When we are young.
我们前面一些年长弟兄们带领我们，鼓励我们读圣经。
There are elder brethren who lead us to and encourage us to read the Bible.
我们青年弟兄这边读圣经，大家比赛。
And so the younger brothers and sisters they will race in reading the Bible.
有的人说，你看我把保罗罗马书背出来了。
And says, I can recite all of the book of Romans.
后来我听说有个弟兄把全本新约都背了。
And later on, I heard a brother memorize all of the New Testament.
哇，他把诗篇也都背了。
He also recited all of the Psalms.
真是了不起啊！
It's too great.
还有一个弟兄呢。
There's another brother.
把圣经读了100遍。
And he read the Bible 100 times.
哎呀，我碰见他们，我只能钦佩他们，但我做不到。
And when I see those individuals, I can only show utmost respect for them. I cannot do those things.
但是后来我知道了。
But later I discover.
这个读圣经呢，不是为了创记录的。
When we read the Bible, it's not to set any records.
不需要来比赛的。
We don't need to race in reading the Bible.
读圣经是要明白的。
To read the Bible means we have a desire to understand the Bible.
你要明白其中的意义。
We have to understand what is written in the Word of God.
那个才是重要的。
That is of importance.
到后来
，later I discovered，
我再进一步的
，I went a further step，
发现读经最终的目的是什么
？I discover what is the ultimate purpose of reading the Word of God.
最好是让圣经的思想成为你的思想。
It is in order for the Word, the mind of the Scriptures, to be your mind.
这才是读圣经。终极的目的。
Then that is the ultimate purpose of reading the Word of God.
你看见很多弟兄姊妹，当圣经的思想变成他的思想的时候
，So we see many brethren when the thought of the Scriptures becomes their thought.
自然他的行事、他的侍奉都不一样。
Very naturally, then their walk, their service will be different.
因为我们人的生活是受我们思想影响嘛。
Because in our daily living, we're impacted by our own thought, our own
mind. 你怎么想的，你就怎么活的。
However we think, what is in our mind, we do it.
是不是这样吗？
Right?
所以今天呢，你读圣经的目的，最后读到一个地步，把圣经的思想变成你的思想。
So today, when we read the scriptures to a point that the very thought of the scriptures become our thought,
你知道今天很可惜，很多圣经学者
it's very sad today. Many Bible scholars，
他们天天研究圣经啊。
They are studying the Bible every day。
但是他们把圣经呢当作好像世界上的一些的学问来研究。
But they in their Bible scholars to inspect the Bible as literature of this world。
一点都不影响他的生活。
The Word of God does not impact their living whatsoever.
所以圣经的知识虽然很丰富
they have much knowledge of the Bible.
但是在对他来讲一点益处用处都没有
But to those such scholars, it is useless to them.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要熟读圣经
Yes, we have to read much of the Bible.
但是呢，我们需要更多明白圣经。
Even more so, we have to know the Bible.
更多需要我们的思想有转变。
And even more importantly, our thought, our mindset must be changed.
让圣经的思想成为你的思想。
So that the thought of the Bible, the Word of God, becomes our thought.
那么基督的心思就成为你的心思。
So that the mind of Christ would become our mind.
这是多么重要一件事情。
And this is very important.
今天呢，我们各到各处都有所谓的查经班呢，有读经的聚会啊。
Today, wherever we visit, there are Bible studies and fellowships. concepts on the Bible, and many who teach to read the Bible.
但是好像都没有能达到这个目的。
But it seems like that purpose is not reached.
所以弟兄姊妹们，圣经乃是基督的说明书。
So brothers and sisters, the word of God is the manual of Christ.
哇，到底有多丰富？
How rich, how abundant are these words?
这个真的是，无穷无尽。
It is infinite, it is endless.
我今天敢说这样的话。
And I dare say these words today.
几十年过来了。
And through many decades.
哇，越读圣经越觉得里面很多东西我还不明白。
There are, as more, the more I read the word of God, the more I discover there are more, even more things that I do not know.
需要更多的在主面前去追求。
And I need to spend even more time in the word of God.
那么我们熟读圣经，明白圣经很重要。
Now it's very important for us to read much of the word of God and to know the word of God.
其实我们知道，若是没有圣灵的帮助，
Now, without the help, the aid of the Holy Spirit,
你很难明白圣经的。
It is difficult for us to know the Bible.
啊，所以神差圣灵做保惠师住在我们的里面。
Therefore, God has sent the Holy Spirit as the comforter, the teacher within us.
啊，圣灵才是我们里面最好的老师。
And the Holy Spirit who abides in, indwells within us, He is the best teacher.
是。圣经最大的解释者。
And he is the best interpreter of the Bible to us.
感谢主啊，我们的Ed弟兄啊，他一开头就提醒我们了。
We thank the Lord. Our brother Ed already reminded us even at the beginning.
是，你要明白圣经，需要圣灵在里面所做的这个启示。
In order for us to know the Bible, it is only done by the Holy Spirit who reveals the Word of God to us.
因为圣灵会解释神的话语。
Because the Holy Spirit will interpret the word of God.
这比任何的解释都好。
And this interpretation, explanation is better than any other.
我年轻的时候，
When I was young,
立志想要把圣经读好。
It was my ambition to read well the word of God.
啊，因为我看见我们前面的弟兄们，哇，他们这个圣经读得这么好。
Because I see the brethren before us that have read well the Bible.
当然了，我讲过神在天然人的这方面是不平等的。
Now of course I mentioned earlier that in nature we are all not equal.
我们一些弟兄们呢，他们呢真的是有这个过目不忘的本事，记忆力非常好。
There are some brethren who have great memories and they can memorize much.
我没有这么好的记忆力。
Now I don't have a good memory.
所以呢我只好用功了。
Now, so I have to spend more diligent effort.
所以我开头起来的时候，那么我就到处这个寻找读经的方法。
Therefore, at the beginning, I have to see many different ways of reading the Bible.
碰到什么人呢？看他讲道不错，我就问他你圣经怎么读的。
So when I encounter someone who has good preaching, I will ask that individual, "Oh, how do you read the Bible?"
啊，开头一个弟兄告诉我，你读圣经啊，你要弄很多参考书。
At first, this brother would tell me, when you read the Bible, you have to read many reference books.
哦，所以呢，我就去买了几大本的参考书。
So I brought many thick volumes of reference books.
他告诉我，读圣经呢，桌子要大。
He said, when you read the Bible, you need a big table.
嗯，所以我就找个大饭桌。
So I had my dining table.
那么每天就把这些参考书又厚又大那个书摆在那。
So these reference books, they're big, heavy, and thick, and I put it on the dining table.
然后我就开始在那读。
And then I start reading.
那么我读啊读啊，这个也很用功。
And I was very diligent in reading in this way.
有的时候呢，一天呢一个早上大概读不到五节圣经。
But because of all the different reference, I can only spend about a morning time to read 5 verses.
我真的坐在那一动不动这么读。
And I did spend all the time there diligently reading.
所以我有时候跟青年弟兄姊妹讲，我那个时候读啊读到一个地步啊，好像这个脑袋都冒烟。
So I was describing the situation to the younger ones. When I was spending time in that, it seems like smoke was coming out of my hair in those situations.
里面实在有个渴慕，想要明白神的话语。
And within, there is this deep longing. I want to know the word of God.
结果后来有一天呢，早晨一个年长弟兄跑到我房间来。
And so one day, an elder brother came into my room.
他说你在干什么？
He said, what are you doing?
我说读圣经啊。
He said, I'm reading the Bible.
所以他就把我一本参考书拿起来看。
And he took one of the reference book and he took a look.
他说你读这个干什么？
He said, why are you reading this?
这个已经落伍了。
This reference is out of date.
啊，我说落伍了。
I said, oh, it's outdated.
那我就说， 那不读了，收起来就不读了。
Okay, I'm done with this reference book.
我就追着问他，要给告诉我读经方法，他因为太忙，他也没告诉我。
So I asked him, how do you read the Bible? He was very busy, so he didn't tell me.
所以后来又碰见另外一位年长弟兄。
So I encountered another elder brother.
我就问他，那么请你教我一个读经方法。
So I asked him, would you share with me a way to read the Bible?
他就看着我。
He looked at me.
他说，弟兄啊。
He said, brother.
读经的方法就是读。
And there's only one way to read the Bible, and that way is to read.
我说就这就是方法吗？
Is that a way?
他说这就是方法。
That is the way.
他说你只要仔仔细细不停地读，有恒心读，读过二十年之后呢，你参考书不需要看。
You just read and keep on reading. After 20 years of diligent reading, you don't need to look at any of the reference books.
那是对年轻人来讲，这个真的不满足啊。
Now, of course, to a young person, hearing such an answer is not very satisfying.
这样算什么读经方法？
Oh, that's no way to read the
Bible. 因为在那个时候之前，我已经这个圣经读了二三十遍。
Because even before that time, I read through the Bible 20, 30 times already.
所以呢，后来呢，印度的巴克辛弟兄到台湾。
So one time, there's a Boxing, Brother Boxing from India. He visited Taiwan.
弟兄姊妹，如果知道他的人，就晓得他的圣经非常的熟。
Now, brothers and sisters, of those who are familiar with this brother, he is very, very familiar with the Bible.
他那个读经呢、啊，恐怕是空前绝后的。
Now, the way in which he reads the Bible, there's no match.
到今天我们没看见一个人是这样，过去也没有人这样。
I don't see someone reading the Bible as he did, and in the past, I do not know of one who read the Bible as he did.
他不仅呢，新约圣经呢，每一个章节都熟啊。
Not only is he familiar with every single verse in the New Testament,
连旧约圣经的章节都熟。
He is also very familiar with all the verses in the Old Testament.
我都记得那个时候他开特别聚会，我们在底下聚会。
I remember when he had the special meeting and we were there.
那时候我年轻，我想啊。虽然我圣经没那么熟，但是这个圣经大体上我也都知道。
I thought, oh well, I'm not as familiar as he is with the Bible, but I have a very good general idea of the Bible.
但是我们根本就跟不上他。
But it was so far from what he knows.
他说耶利米书第几章第几节就讲起来了。
And he said, Jeremiah, this chapter, this verse, and he began preaching on it.
以西结书第几章第几节。
And it would say Ezekiel chapter so and verse so.
哇，我就觉得那个整个聚会场都听见翻圣经的声音的，噼里啪噼里啪噼里啪，大家跟着他翻呢。
And when he would just preach that verse, but I hear throughout the auditorium flipping of the Bible pages.
哇，根本就跟不上他。
We just cannot follow on.
后来我们知道，当他蒙恩得救的时候啊。
That's because later we discover when he was saved by grace.
就在那一夜。
Even that very night.
就一口气读了13个钟头的圣经。
He read 13 hours straight of the Word of God.
他对主的话的爱慕啊
！So his love for the word of God.
哇，那圣经节记得这么的清楚。
And he is so vivid knowing the word of God.
所以你知道他们在印度的弟兄姊妹很多的效法他。
And you know there are many brethren in India who imitate him.
我有一次听见年长的江弟兄告诉我。
And I remember our brother Kong who told us.
他说我到印度去访问他们。
He said when I visited them in India.
他说他们祷告我都跟不上。
He said when they pray I cannot follow on.
哇。我很诧异，我想他这个这么年长，这么老练，他们难道那么属灵，祷告他都跟不上
？And I wonder, wow, even for someone as experienced as Brother Kong, and he would make such a comment when the brethren in India pray, he can even elderly Brother Kong cannot follow on.
后来我才知道他们怎么祷告。
Later, then I discover how the brethren in India pray.
他们祷告主啊，求你应验以赛亚书第几章第几节。
And the way they pray is, Oh Lord, will you fulfill this Bible verse in such a book and this verse?
生命记第几章第几节。
And they'll say Deuteronomy chapter and verse.
所以难怪江弟兄说，他我连阿门都不敢。
That's why Brother Kong said, I can't even dare say amen to what they're referencing.
因为你不知道是什么。
Because I don't know which verse they're referencing.
他们中间弟兄姊妹受他的影响就是这样。
And this is the influence of the brethren in India.
哇，所以我听他讲到里面佩服的不得了啊。
So when I heard Brother Boxing share, I was very respectful.
所以我就在台湾跟着他跑。
So I was following him along in Taiwan.
有时我记得在台南。
And one time I remember in Tainan.
那么，散了会。
And after the meeting,
我特别去找他。
I especially sought him out.
我就问他说：“你圣经怎么读的
？”I asked him, "Well, how do you read the Bible?"
你怎么可以读到一句一句都记住了
？How do you read that? You memorize all these verses.
他看着我笑一笑。
He looked at me with a smile.
因为那个时候我年轻啊。
Because I was young.
他摸我的头的。
He patted me on my head.
他说弟兄让我告诉你。
He said, oh brother, let me tell you.
没什么秘诀。
There's no secret.
你每天早晨起来你就在那跪着给我读。
And so when you get up every morning, you on your knees, you read the word of God.
他说我就是这样读。
And that's how I read the word of God.
每天早晨起来跪在主面前读。
Each morning I knelt before the Lord to read his word.
因为他的心尊重主的话。
Because his heart honors the word of God.
重视神的话。
And respects the word of God.
所以呢，主的话在他里面那么的熟悉。
He is so become so familiar then with the word of God.
啊，我们一个弟兄啊，因为也是好奇跟他通信。
And there is another brother who is very curious and started communicating with Brother Bok Sing.
后来这弟兄告诉我啊。
Later on, this brother told me that
读他的信需要花两个钟头。
It takes me 2 hours to read his letter, his communication.
因为里面全部是圣经节。
Because throughout his letter is Bible verses.
你光去翻那个圣经节啊，那需要两个钟头。
Even just turning back and forth of the scriptures, you need to take 2 hours.
不过呢，他告诉我这个方法呢，我也做不到。
But I cannot imitate this. This way that he has told me.
所以我最后也只好放弃了。
So I can only give up on that thought.
后来我就跑去找一个年长的姊妹。
So I went to an elderly sister.
啊，我就问她说，你怎么读圣经？
So I asked her, how do you read the Bible?
因为她知道我们中间的弟兄们个个会读圣经。
Because she knows all the brethren where we fellowship well read in the scriptures.
她还以为我来考她呢。
And she thought I was testing her.
哇，我能记得她本来这样坐，她怎么坐直了这样的。
She was sitting very relaxed, but when I asked her that, she thought it was an examination, so she sat up straight.
她就想了一下。
So she gave it some thought.
她说，弟兄啊。
I said, brother,
他会每天早晨起来,
each morning when I get up,
都是先祷告,
I will first pray.
啊, 他祷告只等到主的同在很丰富的时候,
and after prayer, when I feel a real full sense, a presence of the Lord of God,
他说我就开始起来读圣经,
and then I would get up to read the word of God.
因为当年我那时候年纪轻那个雄心壮志读圣经。
Now, because I was young and very ambitious to read the word of God.
我想这个是姊妹的方式读圣经。
I said, oh, well, that's the sister's way of reading the Bible.
但是你知道吗？
But do you know?
到后来我发觉是最好的读经方法。
Later on, I discovered this is a wonderful, a best way of reading the Bible.
因为后来当我读到以斯拉记的时候。
Because later when I read the book of Ezra.
啊，我们知道以斯拉读经是怎么读，他把他的心对准了主。
We know how Ezra would read the Bible. His heart is toward the Lord.
我们才知道，圣经不是用头脑读书，是用心读的。
That the Bible is not read by our mind, but with our heart.
今天我们很多人都是用头脑读圣经。
Today, many of us would read the Bible with our mind.
很少人用心读圣经。
Very seldom do we read the scriptures with our heart.
弟兄姊妹，如果你的心不爱主。
Brothers and sisters, if our heart does not love the Lord.
你跟主没有交通。
And there's no fellowship with the Lord.
你读圣经一点味道都没有。
When we read his word, then it's tasteless.
如果你爱主,
if we love the Lord,
你的心渴望主,
and our heart longs for him,
你读这本书, 你就读得津津有味,
then when we read his word, it is very flavorful to us.
我有一阵子被主的爱充满了, 这个心里面对主很深的渴慕,
and there was a period of time when I was deeply drawn by the love of the Lord.
你知道我从前读圣经呢, 最怕的就是圣经中的家谱。
And before, when I read the Bible, I fear reading the genealogies.
哎，我不知道你怕不怕。
I don't know if you fear reading the genealogies.
我常常从前年轻时问神啊，你为什么把这个摆在里面？
And many times before, I asked God, many times, God, why do you leave the genealogies? I don't know who is who in this genealogy.
这个读了什么益处呢？
So what is the benefit of reading this?
尤其你读这个历代志上。
Especially when you read First Chronicles.
从第一章到第九章都是家谱。
Yeah, from Chapter 1 to Chapter 9, all genealogies.
所以后来我看见很多的这个什么注解的书啊，这些大的读经专家读经的时候，都从第十章开始注解。
So I discovered many of the reference books, these scholars, when they give us reference of Chronicles, they begin with Chapter 10.
啊，那个前面九章，他说那个没什么意思。
To them, it's meaningless, these first 9 chapters, though no commentary.
但是有一年我真的被主的爱感动啊。
But that time, I was deeply moved, drawn by the love of God.
我觉得这是神的话。
I say, this is the word of God.
所以那一次我真的把这个家谱从头一个名字读到最后一个名字。
So I was very attentive in reading the genealogy from the first name to the last name.
虽然谁是谁我也不懂，但是我读得津津有味。
Even though I really did not, I still did not know who is who in the genealogy, but it was very flavorful for me.
当然后来我读出其中有很多重要的意义在里面。
But later on, I discovered there's much meaning in all of that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
读经是用心读的。
When we read the Bible, we read it with our heart.
不是用头脑读的。
It is not with our mind.
所以你需要把你的心归向主。
So first, our hearts must be toward the Lord.
那么弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
不仅是用心读
not only do we read with our heart,
要跟随另一位保惠师的带领在主面前来读
Now we have to follow the guidance of this another comforter as we read the word of God.
当圣灵在你里面解开主的话语的时候
When the Holy Spirit opens, reveals the word of God to you.
哎呀那个真的是何等的快乐
At those moments, what joy there is.
我们从前弟兄们告诉我们说呢
In the past, brethren have told us.
圣经有这样的话
There's this word in the Bible.
神的话像蜂房下地的蜜
And the word of God is sweeter than the sweet honeycomb.
比蜜更甘甜
And it's sweeter than the honeycomb.
但是我那个时候读圣经的时候一点这个感觉都没有。
But when brothers made such an experience their comment, I did not feel the same way.
每一次读圣经呢都味如嚼蜡这个中国人讲的。哎呀这个真是辛苦。
And each time when I read the Bible, I feel it's quite difficult actually. It's not as sweet as they experienced.
但是等到有一天圣灵把主的话解开来的时候。
But one time when the Holy Spirit revealed, opened the word of God to me.
那你真是感觉里面的甜美啊。
And truly, I feel the sweetness of
that moment. 觉得里面的满足啊。
And I feel the complete satisfaction.
啊从前有弟兄们故意这样形容说有人读圣经读醉了。我说你这个太夸张了。
And there's another experience that the brother described is when I read the word of God, I became drunk as if I was intoxicated. I said, oh, that's way too far.
但是如果圣灵把主的话解开来的时候、啊、
But when the Holy Spirit really unfolds the word of God to us.
那真是有点醉的感觉、啊。
And really, we feel intoxicating.
哇那个感觉真是何等美好啊。
And that feeling is so sweet.
你明白了其中的意义。
And now we have come to understand that meaning.
弟兄姊妹我们知道、啊、
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们讲走主的道路
Today when we say we go on the way of the Lord
怎么样走主的道路
How do we go on the way of the Lord
当我们在侍奉上遇见难处的时候
When we encounter difficulty
我们在生活中遇见难处的时候
In our daily living when we encounter hardship
当主的话一解开
When the word of God is unfolded
这个属灵的原则出来的时候
And when the spiritual principle comes forth
弟兄姊妹们你就有路了
Brothers and sisters then at that time we have a way
啊，你如果没有原则你就没有路
If there is no principle there is no way
所有的原则都在圣经里。
And all the principles lies in the scriptures.
圣经在这里，在圣灵的光底下被显明。
And the word of God under the illumination of the Holy Spirit will give us light.
那斯派克弟兄啊，他有一句话对我的帮助非常大。
And Brother Sparks, he had these words that are of great help to me.
我永远不会忘记。
And I will never forget.
他说。The spiritual principle is the meaning of Christ.
He said the spiritual principle is the meaning of Christ.
属灵的原则就是基督的意义。
The spiritual principle is the meaning of Christ.
我记得我高中毕业的时候
I remember when I graduated from high school.
我们参加一个青年特会。
We went to a youth conference.
因为那一段日子很多弟兄姊妹都对斯派克弟兄着迷啊。
We were fanatics of Brother Sparks during those times.
哇大家都在讲他的东西。
And many would be using his words.
所以那个年长弟兄啊他在台上讲到的是他说我们读经啊要读出基督的意义。
And even when the servants preach in Taiwan, they say, when we read the Bible, we have to read out the meaning of Christ.
因为圣经是为基督做见证的。
Because the Bible is the testimony of Christ.
你要读出基督的意义。
You have to read out the meaning of Christ.
诶，下面他就没有话了。
And then he stopped.
所以散了会呢，我就去找他。
So after the meeting was over, I went to ask him.
回到那个宿舍里，我就去找他。
Now, when we went back to our dorms, I went to ask him.
我说弟兄，你刚刚讲读经要读出基督的意义。
I said, brother, you just shared that when we read the Bible, we have to read out the meaning of Christ.
这是什么意思啊
？What does that mean?
他就看我一眼。
He looked at me.
太年轻了，他说。
He said, "Oh, you're too young."
啊，结果没有回答我。
He didn't answer me.
后来我回来才知道他也不知道。
Later on, I went home, then I realized, well, he didn't know either, that's why.
只等到后来 我才从另外一位弟兄听到这句话，哦，明白了。
And later on, I heard the same words from another brother. Then I understood.
你读圣经能读出属灵的原则，就是基督的意义。
And when we read the Bible, we read out the spiritual principle that is the meaning of Christ.
哇，这个真是一个启示的眼光，你知道吗？
And this is truly a words of revelation for me.
所以我们前面尼弟兄也告诉我们。
And even brother Ni before us told us.
主的话需要解开的。
And the word of God needs to be unfolded.
主的话如果我们不解开，对你没益处，对别人也没益处。
And if the word of God is not unfolded to us, it's no benefit to you or to others.
谁能够解开主的话呢？
And who is able to unfold the word of God?
乃是圣灵来解开主的话。
It is only the Holy Spirit himself who can unfold the word of God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
一旦基督的意义被释放出来。
And when the meaning of Christ is revealed and set free,
你就看见你整个生活都改观。
We're able to see then all the living, our perspective change.
这个吸引真是何等的大。
And what a great captivation this is.
你看保罗在圣灵的启示当中。
And you see Paul under the revelation of the Spirit.
开了眼认识基督的意义。
And his eyes were open to understand the meaning of Christ.
我每次读到腓立比书的时候啊。
And each time when I read the book of Philippians.
哎呀，我里面都是很深受感动。
And I'm deeply moved.
啊。你看那个时候保罗在哪里？在罗马的监牢里面。
Where was Paul situated at that time? He was in prison in Rome.
他的处境非常不好啊。
And he was in a very bad condition.
他跟一个罗马兵两个锁在一起。
He was bound together with a Roman soldier.
你看看那个生活是多么的艰苦啊。
And you can see that is hard living.
如果我们在那个情况里，我想如果不是我在那个情况里，我已经祷告主啊，救我。
I thought to myself, if I was in the same situation as Paul, I would be praying to God, God set me free.
你哪天把我释放啊。
And when will you set me free?
这个锁在一起太难过了。
And this bondage is too much to bear.
这个日子太难过了。
These days are too harsh.
诶，结果保罗不是这样的。
But that was not the case with Paul.
保罗说什么？
What did Paul say?
是我认识基督。
So that I may know Christ.
在那样的光景中。
Even in that condition.
哇，你看见保罗这个人对主啊，真是有一种的痴迷的好像。
And you can see such a fanatic, how crazy Paul was for Christ.
那样的吸引人。
And how captivating that was to him.
所以难怪从前有弟兄们告诉我们。
And that's why other brothers have told us.
哦，他说基督你不能认识的。
He said, oh, you cannot come to know Christ.
你一旦认识非着迷不可。
Oh, once you know Christ, you become a fanatic for him.
我们今天有多少弟兄姊妹给主迷上了呢？
Now, how many really of us we are fans of the Lord in that way?
我们不够认识，对不对？
We don't have enough understanding of Christ.
保罗说，我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
And that I may know him, the excellencies of knowing him.
越知道，越认识他，越觉得他的宝贝。
And the more I know him, the more I feel his excellencies, how precious he is.
这都是什么？那一位保惠师的工作。
That is the work of that another comforter.
因为圣灵来了。为基督做见证。
That is because the Spirit has come to testify of Christ.
圣灵来了，荣耀基督。
And the Spirit has come to glorify Christ.
基督能在我们里面成为荣耀，这是圣灵的工作。
And the fact that Christ can be glorified within us is the work of the Holy Spirit.
只有这个荣耀在里面吸引的时候，弟兄姊妹们，叫我们情不自禁地跟随他。
And only when we're drawn by this glory of Christ from within that's revealed to us by the Holy Spirit, then we will pursue without any reservation.
我永远不会忘记1966年时候我跟随主啊。
I still cannot forget in the 1960s when I followed the Lord.
我们教会遇见非常大的难。
There was great difficulty in the church.
大分裂。
There's a great division.
弟兄姊妹中间呢，光景非常的混杂。
And there's chaos, turmoil amongst brothers and sisters.
但是这个时候，主呼召我出来侍奉主。
But it was at that time the Lord called me out to serve Him.
哇，好多年轻人都害怕，都退后啊。
And there are many young people in my situation. They were afraid and they drew back.
我爸爸有天把我找到客厅里面，两个坐下来。
And my father sought me out, and we were both in the dining room.
他说：“你这个时候出来侍奉主，你不害怕吗？”
At this time, you want to come to serve the Lord, aren't you afraid?
他说：“你看见教会里面一旦出现难处的时候、啊、
，When you see so much turmoil in the church,
比政治更可怕。
It is even more frightening than the politics.
翻脸不认人的。
Then you turn a blind eye and you don't recognize.”
这个时候你还要出来侍奉主、啊、
At this time you want to come to serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，因为那时候主开我的眼。
But at that time the Lord opened my eyes.
认识主的宝贵。
That I know and I treasure His excellency.
哥罗西书都有一句话一直在我里面转。
And there are these words in Colossians that continue to capture me.
基督在你们里面是有荣耀的盼望。
That Christ in you the hope of glory.
我虽然流着泪。
Even though I was weeping,
跟我的父亲讲,
I said to my father,
但是我里面是荣耀的,
But there's glory within.
所以圣灵一旦把基督荣耀在你里面
，So when the Holy Spirit glorifies Christ within you，
那是无比的吸引呐、啊。
That will captivate us。
所以你看见在旧约时代中，这个亚伯拉罕因神荣耀的一个显现。
And so even for Abraham in the Old Testament, when the God of glory appeared to him，
什么都不要了
，He did not want anything else。
就从加勒底的乌尔就走了。
And from Ur of the Chaldees, he followed。
这些门徒们也是一样。
It is the same with the disciples。
住在他们显现的那个荣耀。
When the Lord manifested His glory to them，
抛下船，抛下网，抛下父亲，就跟随主了。
And they have forsaken their boat, their fathers, their nets, and they follow the Lord。
弟兄姊妹，那实在是极大的荣耀。
That is indeed great glory.
今天呢，我们知道这小小的一句话里面所包含的意义是多么的广大。
Today we know even with very few words, the meaning is so great.
所以今天我们需要圣灵在我们里面的开启。
So today we need the Holy Spirit within us to unfold those words to us.
主是真理。
The Lord is the truth.
圣经的话是真理。
His word is truth.
圣灵是真理。
The Holy Spirit is truth.
就是圣灵来。解开主的话
The Spirit has come to unfold the Word of God.
那么基督的意义从里面就显出来
And from the Word of God, the meaning of Christ is made known.
基督的丰富就显出来
And the riches of Christ is made known.
基督的荣耀就显出来
And the glory of Christ is made known.
那么弟兄姊妹们
Now brothers and sisters,
你才有真正的一个得着
Then at that time do we truly gain.
所以圣灵今天在我们里面所做的工是极其荣耀的一个工作
Therefore the work of the Spirit within us is an utmost glorious work.
它还不仅让我们能看见基督的荣耀。
Not only does he show us the glory of Christ，
明白基督的意义。
And to know the meaning of Christ，
他还引我们进入那个生命的实际。
The Spirit also leads us into the reality of life。
感谢主啊，这两天我们弟兄一直讲到这个复活的生命。
And we thank the Lord, our brother has been sharing with us about this resurrection life。
我们如何能进入这个丰富呢
？And how are we able to enter into the abundance of this resurrected life？
是需要圣灵的引导才能进入的。
It is only done so by the leading of the Holy Spirit。
所以在约翰福音十六章那里的句话非常重要。
Therefore, these words in John chapter 16 is very important.
他说：“只等真理的圣灵来了。”
Only when the Holy Spirit of truth has come.
他要引你们进入实际。
He will lead you into all truth.
所以没有圣灵就没有所谓的 reality， 没有实际的。
And without the Holy Spirit, there is no reality.
所以现在呢，弟兄姊妹，我们知道圣经给我们两个。重要不可以更改的两个原则。
So brothers and sisters, now we realize there's two very important spiritual principles which the scriptures give us that cannot be changed.
约翰福音第一章里面告诉我们。
John chapter 1 tells us.
生命在他里头。
That in him is the life.
意思说呢，今天你要得着这个复活的生命，得着这个生命，你要到基督这里来。
In other words, when we want to gain this life, this resurrected life, we have to come to Christ.
只有基督能把生命给人
And only Christ can give of that life.
好像神把这个生命放在他儿子的里面把他带到地上来
It seems as if God has placed this very life into his son and sent his son into this world.
所以呢我们要得生命要到基督这里来
So in order for us to receive life, we must come to Christ.
这是一个不能更改的不能随便改变的一个原则。
And that is a principle that we cannot change.
老实讲，我们不能给什么生命。
Now, of course, we, to be frank, we cannot give any life.
我们只能把人带到基督跟前。
We can only bring others into the presence of Christ.
你碰到了基督，你就得着生命。
And when you encounter Christ, you encounter life.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
今天我们常常讲，哦，有些人可以供应生命。
Now we say, oh, many times others can be a provision of life.
这个需要一点解释。
Now we have to explain that somewhat.
我们不能供应生命。
Now we cannot supply life.
有生命在他里头
Because the life is in him.
我们是把基督供应出来了
But we share Christ.
或把人带到基督这里了
Or we bring others to Christ.
来真正得着生命
And they will truly gain life.
那另外一个重要的原则
Another very important principle.
你怎么样能进入这个实际呢
How do we enter into this reality?
那是圣灵真理的灵带我们进入实际
It is by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth that will lead us into this reality.
主把生命带来了
Now the Lord has brought forth this life.
圣灵把我们带到实际
And the Holy Spirit will bring us into this reality.
带到真正的
To bring us into this true experience.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
今天我们可以享受在基督里面丰盛的生命。
Today we're able to enjoy this rich, abundant life in Christ.
那是因为真理的灵来了，把我们引到这个 实际的
光景。That is because the Spirit of Truth has come and led us into this reality.
所以我们可以这样的来领悟圣经。
So we can come to understand the Bible in this way.
圣经中每一句话都是经历的言语。
That in this, the Word of God, every single verse, every word is filled with riches and truth and experience.
啊，不管是正面的反面。
Whether it is positive or negative.
都是经历的言语。
It is a very sustained, succinct words of experience.
所以我们读主的话是需要对基督有经历的。
Therefore, when we read the Word of God, we have to have experience of Christ.
这个才是重要的。
That is of importance.
那么你怎么样能经历呢？
Now, how do we experience the Word of God?
那是圣灵把你带进去。
It is the Holy Spirit who will lead us into this.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So, my dear brothers and sisters,
当圣灵在我们里面为基督做见证，
That is when the Holy Spirit bears witness of Christ within us.
我们就可以在外面为基督做见证。
Then outwardly we can bear witness testimony of Christ.
这是非常重要的。
Now this is very important.
我们常常渴望圣经的每一句话都能应验在我们身上。
Many times we long for the Word of God, each verse to be fulfilled within us.
那么到底应验了多少呢？
But how much of the Word of God is fulfilled within us?
我们要看一看，我们真的很贫穷啊。
And when we look at ourselves, we are poor.
因为我们跟随圣灵的经历不够。
Because our experience of following, obeying the Holy Spirit is not enough.
哇，你如果真正的经历圣灵的这个在主话语上给我们的带领。
Now we truly follow, experience the guidance of the Holy Spirit upon the Word of God.
哇，我们基督徒的生活要非常非常的丰富。
Then the living of all the Christians shall be very rich and abundant.
那比方说圣经里面告诉我们要安息。
For example, when the scriptures tell us to rest.
你光抓住这外面一句字，你能安息吗？安息不了。
If we just hold on to the single word of rest, can we truly have rest?
所以我们看见犹太人天天在过安息日。
And so we see the Jewish people.
每个礼拜过安息日。
Weekly they have a Sabbath, a day of rest.
真正有安息吗？
On that day, do you have true rest?
一点的安息都没有。
There is no true rest at all.
这个安息日连个电灯的开关都不能开，你看你什么安息？
Now how can you have true rest when you're forbidden to even turn on and off the light switch?
这个安息日连那个升降机的那个按钮都不能按。
Now when you can't even push the button to the elevator on the day of rest.
有人说，问我们说，这个安息日可以走路吗？
And others will say, well, on the Sabbath, can you walk?
只能走两里路。
You can go 2 miles.
走太多不行。
And you cannot go too long.
弟兄姊妹，你看见这个犹太人，他们活在这些字句道理的里面。
So brothers and sisters, living in this way under the doctrine of these words.
我们今天基督徒也是这样，我们不能活在这些字句道理的里面。
Similarly, for Christian today, we're living only in the word of the doctrine.
我们需要经历主的话语，
no,
对不对？
But we must experience the word of God.
如果我们在讲深一点的经历，
when we go even in deeper experiences,
啊，我们知道我们已经与基督同钉十字架，
and we say, I know I've been crucified with Christ,
我们与他同死，
and we have died with him,
我们基督徒都知道这个同死经历多么重要，
and we know as Christians, this experience of dying with the Lord is so
important, 这可以运用在生活的每一件事情上面的，
can we experience this in all our daily living,
当我们遇见不好的事情的时候，
when I encounter something that is not pleasant,
遇见难处的时候，
and when I have hardship,
啊，我们都知道向自己死，
and we know we die to the self,
啊，道理知道了。
We know it by our head knowledge, by doctrine.
我多次经过这个经历。
And I go through this so much.
碰见难处了。
And I have hardship.
哎，我知道需要向自己死。
I know I have to die to the self.
啊，我在主面前也祷告。
And I pray to the Lord.
我说主啊，现在我该死了。
And I say, now it's time for me to die, Lord.
哎，他死不了。
But I just won't die to myself.
越想死，他越死不了。
And the more I thought to die to myself, I just more living.
我们知道你想死死不了更难过。
Now you know when you want to die to the self and you live the all the more, that is even more painful.
这个里面呢，真的是非常非常的痛苦啊。
And so so much sorrow within.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当我们正在那挣扎的时候，
when there is such struggle,
神的灵来了，引我们进入主的话语。
When the Spirit of God comes and leads us into the Word of God,
立刻里面就得安息。
Then immediately we will have rest.
立刻里面就得释放。
Immediately we'll be set free.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
你在你的生命中，如果你天天顺服圣灵这样的带领，
now daily we're able to obey the Holy Spirit in such a way,
那么圣灵把他引你进入主的话语。
And when the Holy Spirit leads us into the Word of God,
你才知道那个是多么多么宝贵的一件事情。
Then we will experience how true, how precious that is.
所以 我开头就说
So at the beginning I said
真正的属灵生活
A true spiritual living
是在圣灵的引导底下的生活
It is a life under the guidance of the Holy Spirit
不是你自己定规的
It is not determined by us
那我们今天呢很多人都在外面追求主
Today we pursue much externally
有一个姊妹跑来跟我讲孙弟兄我最近禁食了七天
One time a sister told me Brother son we have fasted for 7 days
哇肃然起敬禁食七天
I said, wow, how is that possible? You fasted for 7 days.
但是呢这个禁食是圣灵要你禁的呢还是你自己去禁的
And I asked, did the Holy Spirit want you to fast for 7 days or you determined to fast for 7 days?
这个变成他的骄傲了
No, because this fasting for 7 days now has become her pride.
变成他的夸口了
Now she can boast of this.
这样的生活能算是属灵的生活
Now such living, can it be counted as spiritual living?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天有很多时候我们努力在为主做工
Now today we work very diligently for the Lord.
我讲的只有在圣灵的引导底下的工作才是真正的属灵的工作。
Now, again, only when we obey under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and work for God, that is true spiritual work.
大家都很清楚保罗的经历。
And we are very clear with the experience of Paul.
保罗一直到个地方想要往北边去，圣灵禁止，往南边去，耶稣的灵不许。
And when Paul wanted to go north, the Spirit forbade him. When he wanted to go south, the Spirit of the Lord did not allow for him to go.
保罗跟我们一样是有血肉的人。
And Paul, just like us, blood and flesh.
他以为看着有工可做，他就去做了。
When he sees there's work to be done, he wants to go at it.
但是我们看见神的灵在那里管制他的生活。
But we see that it was the Spirit of God who was sovereign and governed over him.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
今天主的灵在我们的里面。
Today the Spirit of God is within us.
这一位保惠师在我们的里面。
This Comforter is within us.
只有他能把我们带到真实的里面。
Only he can lead us into reality.
只有他能把我们带到主的话语的实在里面。
And only he can lead us into the reality of the word of
God. 只有他能把我们带到基督生命的真实的里面。
And only he can lead us into the reality of the life of Christ.
我们基督徒的生活应该过得实实在在的，对不对？
And the life of Christians ought to be very substantial, very practical.
那主也讲，你如果晓得真理，真理叫你自由。
And the Lord says, if you know the truth, the new truth shall set you free.
所以这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
但是呢
？But
我们常常感觉我们的生活过得很虚伪。
We see that our life actually is very false.
真正有属灵生命感觉的人
those who truly have this feeling of life,
我们都能够感觉得到。
We're able to sense this.
我有好多时候在主面前祷告说主啊我的生活真的非常的虚伪。
And I say to the Lord many a times, Lord, I feel my life is such a false life.
主啊我真的像法利赛人。
I'm just like a Pharisee.
你看主耶稣在地上的时候。
You see, when our Lord was on earth.
主多恨恶这批文士法利赛人。
And he hated the Pharisees.
啊那么在福音书里面主那样严厉地指责他们
And he rebuked them very harshly
说你们这些假冒为善的人
And he called them hypocrites
你们的生活就是什么叫假冒为善假冒为善意思就是演戏人在演戏
And so hypocrites hypocrisy is putting on a show
根本就不实在
And it's not real
我们以为说我们能讲那些你就是吗不是的
And you thought you say it and it becomes reality that is not the truth
若是圣灵没有引你进入这个情况
If the Holy Spirit did not lead you into the reality,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们无法过那个实实在在的生活。
Then we're not able to go live in reality.
我们个人生活不实在。
And when our individual living is not in reality,
整个教会的生活不实在。
Then our church living is not in reality.
怎么可能有真实的见证？
How can there be true testimony?
所以我们需要主在我们身上施怜悯。
So we truly need the Lord's mercy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters.
感谢我们的神
We thank our God.
他不仅把他的儿子做生命赐给我们
Not only did he give us the life of his son.
他赐下另外一位保惠师
He has also given us this another comforter.
所以这位保惠师来了
So when this comforter comes.
他开启了新的时代
He has opened up a new age for us.
我们今天是活在这个新时代里面
We are living in this new covenant today.
这个新时代头一个特性就是礼可以在里面经历
And the first uniqueness of this new covenant is we can experience him from within.
第二个特性
The second unique point
就是让我们能够进入真真实实的光景
That we're able to enter into reality because of this comforter.
弟兄姊妹特别到今天那个末后的时代
Now brothers and sisters, especially in these end times.
这真的是 这个虚谎的情况是越来越严重的。
Now this matter of falsehood and vanity is more and more severe.
整个世界你看感觉都活在一种虚假的一种气氛的里面。
We're able to see that throughout the world lies under this atmosphere of falsehood.
到处都充满了谎言。
And all everywhere is filled with lies.
甚至今天在教会里面
，even in the church today，
都出现了这许许多多虚假的东西。
Has appeared so much of things that are false.
哎呀，有一些事情呢，你听见了，都叫你心里面觉得非常难过。
And even when we hear some of these things, it really saddens us.
我们真是需要主的恩典。
And how much we need of the grace of the Lord.
我或者讲一下也好，有一个做牧师的。
Perhaps I'll share a little bit. There is this pastor.
礼拜天呢，早上是在讲台上讲道的。
Now on Sunday he will be preaching on the pulpit.
下午散了会，就到赌场去赌钱去了。
After the meeting's over, he will be in the casinos.
我认识他。
I know him.
最后呢
？At the end,
他差不多快到90岁。
He's about 90.
死在赌场里面。
He actually died in the casino.
哎呀，我听见那个事，心里实在觉得很难过。
And when I heard this, I'm deeply saddened.
他一个侄女哈，他们亲戚啊。
And there's his relatives, his children.
他还讽刺他，他说他死得其所。
They ridicule him. It was very ironic that he would die in the casino where he liked.
就是应该在这个光景。
And that's where he wanted to go.
弟兄姊妹，今天呢，在这个地上千奇百怪的事情呢。
Now, brothers and sisters, throughout the world, there are all these strange things that would occur.
我们知道撒旦今天在最后的时代，他要反哺，你知道吧
？Oh, we know this is the last struggle of the enemy Satan. So he will do his best to try to counterattack.
他要竭力的用他的权势。
And he will have all his forces available.
败坏这个世界。
And to corrupt this world.
特别败坏。
Especially to corrupt the church of God.
那么启示录已经明明的告诉我们。
And Revelation clearly tells us.
他是那个迷惑全世界的人。
And it is the one who deceives the world.
所以你今天只有靠着圣灵。
So today only by the Holy Spirit.
活在真实的里面。
That we can live in reality.
我们才能够避免开这许多错误的东西。
And then we can avoid much of such errors.
并且能让我们。在这样的一个时代中，为真理做见证。
So that truly we would be able even to bear witness in this generation.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
主告诉我们
，The Lord tells us，
这另外一位的保惠师
，This another comforter，
他不仅要永远与我们同住
，Not only will he abide with us forever，
他也是真理的圣灵
，He is also the Spirit of truth。
我们真是满心感谢我们的主。
Indeed, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to our Lord.
他给我们的恩典实在是何等的浩大。
How great is His grace towards us?
所以，今天我们还存留在地上。
And today, while we remain on earth,
主把真理托付给我们。
And the Lord has given us and trusted us with the truth.
愿我们个人教会都能为真理做美好见证。
So that individually and corporately. We are able to be good witnesses of the truth.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving toward thee.
虽然我们今天生活在这个末后的时代。
Even though we live in these last days.
这是一个艰难的时候。
It is days of hardship.
因为地上的光景迅速的在改变。
Because the condition of this world changes very quickly.
仇敌把他的谎言带到全世界。
And the enemy brings all his lies into this world.
我们仰望你的怜悯。
And we look to thy mercy.
今天你不仅把真理托付给我们。
And today not only have thou entrusted us with the truth.
你让我们为真理做见证。
But thou desire for us to be witnesses of the truth.
我们需要圣灵的工作。
And we need the working of the Holy Spirit.
求你借着真理的圣灵。
And may thou, through the Spirit of truth,
在我们的生活中引我们进入实际
that in our daily living, thou will lead us into reality.
在属灵的侍奉上进入实际
that in our spiritual service, we'll enter into reality.
在教会的生活里面进入实际
in our church life, we will enter into reality.
好叫今天教会在地上
so that the church today on earth,
就是你的家在地上
that is when your house is in this world,
人就成为真理的柱石和根基
would be made known as the pillar and foundation of truth.
我们仰望你的怜悯。
We look to thy mercy.
主啊，求你保守我们。
Lord, may thou keep us.
救我们脱离这个虚谎的世界。
Deliver us from this world of lies.
我们一同在你面前仰望你。
Lord, together we look unto thee.
我们知道你回来的日子非常的临近。
We know the day of thy return draws nigh.
但愿我们还有机会在地上荣耀你的圣名。
May it be that we still have opportunity in this world to glorify thy holy name.
谢谢你仍旧与我们同在。
We thank thee for thy presence with us.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.